Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
How many of you have ever made the mistake of hiring the wrong house sitter? It speaks why mornings with Moose and Breezy. I have no doubt in my mind there's a documentary out there somewhere about people who have horror stories of hiring the wrong person to watch their home while they went away for a bit.
Yeah, not to mention someone has actually hired you to watch their home.
That's true.
Didn't end well.
That's true.
Let's just say that.
Spizzano.
Yeah, not great.
585-252-9800. If you have a good story you want to share, Lexi wrote in and wanted to share her dilemma after she hired two 19-year-olds in her neighborhood to hold down the fort and then noticed something interesting in the garage. Lexi wrote in and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I went away on a business trip, paid two college girls who live in my neighborhood, their sisters, and I hired them to babysit my house and take care of my pets. Nothing crazy. They've always been pretty cool. They seemed responsible. All I asked was they take care of the place and absolutely no friends over while I'm away. When I returned this past weekend, the house was a bit messy, but the animals were fine. When I took the trash out to the garage, I discovered a giant bag of empty beer bottles at the bottom of the trash can and two empty bottles of whiskey.
Oh, my God.
I definitely am not a fan of Fireball, so it wasn't mined, and yeah, I was shocked. Not to mention, these girls are only 19. I don't want to cause a lot of drama, but yeah, I feel a little betrayed and played for a fool. So I'm just wondering if I should inform their parents, confront the girls myself, or just move on and take it as a lesson learned. Honestly, snitches get stitches."
No, fully. Also, like, they're college kids. Like, what did you expect?
Well, yeah, we were all 19 once. Lexi, you were 19 once. I don't know. I say cut your losses and walk away. How many of you agree?
Yeah, there's something about it that doesn't sit right with me because you know what? You knew what it was going into it and you still proceeded. So.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, you could think you have a pretty good idea of who somebody is, but at the end of the day, they're 19. They probably did seem come off responsible.
If you wanted someone responsible, you would have hired a 40-year-old. That's all I'm saying. Because let's be honest, the 40-year-old, they're tired. They're not going anywhere. They're
not chill.
Taking their face off.
Chill.
Are you not? Where's the lie?
I'm You're not exhausted. Tired.
You're
I'm
exhausted.
Not tired. Come on.
You fully are.
I got more energy than I ever have. Michelle says, "Guys, good morning. At this point, why say anything? Your pets are fine, and it's just going to cause drama. They had a couple drinks like any 19-year-old would do." A couple? Two cases of beer bottles and two things of Fireball.
So this happened. We were in Florida over Christmas, and my aunt was there. She lives right just outside of Albany, and same type of thing. She had, like, two of her ex-hockey or field hockey players watching her house. I'm like, that seems like a conflict of interest, but love that.
Two of her players.
Ex. They're in college now. But she's FaceTiming them, and they're like, "We're drinking Moscow Mules." And she's like, "Oh, yeah." And then, like, the neighbor's calling her, like, there's a party going on in your house. And my aunt was like, yeah, I'm on FaceTime with them right now. I'm like, I feel like this is...
Oh, this is not a good...
Not great.
Recipe for disaster.
This person says, when they don't get called back to help again, they'll know what they did and why they are not being hired for a second round. But I would say cut your losses and completely let it go.
Did you pay them, Lexi? What would that cost you? Christine says, no, sorry, you could be held responsible if something happened. Or they got drunk and decided to drive. You got to tell the parents exactly what happened. Why cover it up? It's just going to get you in trouble. You know, I'll never forget being 7 years old and my parents going on out to dinner. They hired some girl I'd never met, probably 20 years old. But, you know, she had on MTV, we got Pizza Hut, and I remember very vividly her calling her boyfriend over. He came into the house, he went upstairs, he was in my parents' room, right. I don't know who this douche was, and what pissed me off the most was not that he was in my parents' room, but he ate all the pizza. So as soon as they left, I told my mom right away, I said, that girl had her boyfriend over and he went in your room. Oh, she lost it.
She
lost it. Speaking of snitches.
Yeah, snitches get stitches for sure.
Katie says, good morning, guys. I hired a house sitter a couple years back to take care of my home and dog while I was away for 6 days. The woman ended up losing my dog. She took him for a walk, and according to her, he got loose and ran off. She was 24. I should have known better, but there was no real red flags when I met her. I was just so upset because her response to the whole situation was, sometimes these things happen.
These things happen?
That's Can you imagine?
That's my line.
Yeah, that's, was it Breezy, your sitter?
Oh, these things happen. Sorry about your dog.
Who's this person? I hired a sitter and came home to burn marks on my comforter and dry blood streaks on the bathroom wall. Oh my God, you guys, maybe check the reviews on some of these people. It's pretty telling when they have one star next to their name.
So this isn't house sitting, but I was babysitting and I fell asleep on the couch. Classic. Classic me.
You were house sitting and fell asleep?
No, I was babysitting.
Oh my God.
I was babysitting. But the kids were upset. Is that wrong?
Yeah, a little bit.
The kids were sleeping too. We were all sleeping.
Well, that's, yeah, I could see that still being a problem.
Yeah, I never got called back. And then one time I was babysitting and they were sleeping again. And I was like, I was taking a shower at their house. They came home. I'm like, sorry.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
They hired the wrong person.
Really bad. I was never a great babysitter. Let's just put it that way.
The 3-year-old is boiling a pot of water on the stove. Let's go.
No, fully.
Anthony says, I used trusted house sitters a few times. Had a couple last minute cancellations. Final straw was a couple who trashed my house while I was in Iceland. I'm no stranger to Rover, Wag, and other Facebook groups for dog sitting, but these people literally trashed my place and then left. I think they slept in the bed with their shoes on because the sheets were covered in dirt. Ugh.
Cute.
I just can't. I tried this one time. I can't let anybody in my house.
Like, honestly, your house would be better off just sitting itself.
But why do people? Yeah. I understand if you have pets.
Why do you need a house sitter?
When you have pets.
For sure. But also, border animals. I don't know.
You usually
gird your loins.
You give the best advice on this show. You really do.
I mean, I've been seeing this buzz all around the internet, and I was like, is this really true? If you have an iPhone, an iPad, or any other Apple device, you may have recently received an email or a postcard, which throwback, saying you might be entitled to some money from a class action lawsuit against Apple. So the notice claims that it has to do with Siri secretly recording your conversations without your knowledge. So according to the complaint filed, this was originally filed in California, the recordings happened even when users weren't even trying to use Siri. So what does this mean exactly? Well, it was an ongoing thing for quite some time, as any lawsuit is. But as a part of the settlement, Apple denies any wrongdoing, but they have agreed to pay $95 million to owners of Siri-enabled devices that were purchased between 2014 and 2024. That's right. A lot of people,
okay,
obviously.
That's everybody.
So if you join the lawsuit, you can submit for your claims for up to 5 Siri-equipped devices, and you can receive $20 per device. I mean, $20 is still $20, but at the end of the day, is it more of a headache to just go through all of this paperwork for $20?
Yes.
Claims have to be filed by July 2nd in order to receive that $20. And this is, in fact, fact. It's not fiction, nor a rumor that was buzzing around. Because I did see it a lot on TikTok and Instagram, and I was like, something seems a little sus. Also, I...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't know if $95 million is even enough to pay everybody $20.
Well, just a heads up for those that don't know, as of right now, there's 1.3 billion active users who have an iPhone right now. So when you really break it down and do the math, in 3 years, you should receive 4 cents in the mail.
Yeah.
If that.
I think they're leaning on the fact that, you know, first come, first serve, not everyone's going to file for this, you know, lawsuit. But if you are into it and you are looking to file a claim, you can go to our friends over at News 10 NBC, WHEC.com. There's a link right there for you to fill out that form. I want to see how extensive it truly is, because if I have to put down like a social security and all that stuff, like if something's too hard for me, I'm just simply not going to do it.
If this is a class action lawsuit, you got to give them all your info. That's just how it works. Also,
and then it's on my record, and it's like, okay.
I think a majority of us who do have a phone, though, have also experienced the fact that we've spoken about something out loud, and then all of a sudden it popped up in advertising on our phone 2 or 3 days later.
Right.
Like, I was talking about a certain shoe with a buddy that I like an Air Jordan shoe that I wanted to get. What do you think popped up on my feed exactly 24 hours later? The same exact shoe I was talking about came up on an advertisement for Amazon. I'm like, yeah, it's listening.
Yeah, that tracks so hard.
All right, coming up on the show, you guys, chasing the ultimate man high can get you in real trouble like it did me this week. How many of you listening have so badly wanted to look like the hero, but instead it backfired on you? And I'll share with you what happened with the police and why I got caught with my pants down.
This is just a Tuesday.
Coming up next.
98BXY wants to send you to Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour in her hometown of Houston.
It's BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome to the show. The other day I was chasing the ultimate man high. And because of that, I once again found myself in an embarrassing situation with the police.
Oh, God.
Yes. And let me preface this by saying, I know I'm not a cop. I get that. Have I always wanted to be an officer of the law? Sure. But anytime I'm around them for whatever reason, I feel guilty. And it's the same way when you walk through TSA at the airport. I don't know. It's like you're constantly checking your pockets one last time because, God forbid, you...
Like, do I have a gun? You know what I mean? I've never owned a gun in my entire life. But I'm like, I could have one.
It's the constant intrusive thoughts. That being said, anytime I see an officer of the law, I do my best to try and help them out. You know, I feel like, hey, I'm kind of like you guys, you know?
Right.
Just different. So on Monday...
I love how Moose just identifies with things that he likes. He's like, you know, I always identified as an officer. What was it with Joe? You're like, I always identified as a hockey player. I'm like, that's just simply not how that one works. That's just not how that works.
Monday, I got done making a beautiful sandwich for lunch. Beautiful tuna fish sandwich. I was starving. I look out my window. There's two cops outside. One of them's trying to get out of my parking lot, but he's stuck because what he doesn't realize is in order to leave the parking lot, you need a key fob. Otherwise, otherwise the parking arm, it's not going to open or it's not going to close. So they were there because we had a blue light cam that was installed in our parking lot this past winter.
Sure.
Well, they came there to grab it and haul it away. Well, he's sitting out there, and I said, let me go down there and help these guys out. Realistically, yes, in my head, this was my chance to look like a hero in front of the police.
Oh, my God. Give it up.
So I run down.
No one literally ever.
I run downstairs, and the first words out of my mouth was, how we doing, chief? And I was like, oh, this really came out bad.
Then you offered him coffee and donuts.
It was beyond embarrassing. I was like, what's up, chief? Oh God.
No, I'm getting the ick.
I told the two cops in order to enter and exit the lot, you have to have a key fob. So he goes, well, the manager said that's not the case. We can come in and out.
Moose is like, nope. I sit here and watch this daily. You need the key fob.
I said, no, but don't worry. Moose is here. I'm going to help you guys out. So I give him my key fob and I said, pull forward and the gate's going to automatically open. Right.
Okay.
So he gives me my keys back.
What could go wrong?
And he says, thank you. And he goes, by the way, when I leave, the gate is not going to come closing on the hood of my car. Right. I said, no. It'll open and then scoot out. Well, I walk away. I turn around and give these cops one last wave goodbye.
You're
and
obsessed.
One last salute. And the parking arm is just slamming up and down on the hood of this patrol car.
Oh, my
God. I was like, no. And the cop looks at me from his car, throws his hands up in the air, and he goes, what the F, man? Like, it was my fault.
No, literally.
I didn't know that was going to happen.
No, literally.
He was pissed at me. Like, I knew that was going to happen. That's never happened before, ever. It's just, I don't know, the sensor was off. I don't know what happened. So now it's going ballistic. So now, because of this scary, uncomfortable situation, I ran inside the building, and this is what I get for leaving my sandwich behind. To try to be a hero, to help out our local heroes. I was left with humiliation and embarrassment.
The humiliated hero. Yeah, no, absolutely not. You know what? This is so classic. This is so on brand for you. Because you always try to get yourself into these situations. You always try to have your hand in one of the pots. Oh, I've always wanted to be a cop. Oh, I identify as a cop. If anything, the cops need me.
I'm just trying to do my part.
Sir, whenever you're involved, things go 20 times worse. Let me just call it for what it is. You ruin this man's car. Now the insurance is going to be through the roof. He might lose his job. And less every time you're in the eye of danger, you know, a cop's job, you are sprinting the other way. Or maybe you're not sprinting the other way. You're assisting the bad behavior.
No, that's not true.
What is it for you? We're never going to reward bad behavior. Not you helping the robber at CVS load up his van.
I panicked. I'll say it once. I'll say it again. Park Ave could be a very scary place at night. At the end of the day, I ran downstairs to help a cop. And I ended up running back up. Because it was an embarrassing situation. But I didn't have to go out of my way. I did it to help. I was about to eat lunch. I saw them struggling down there, and I went out of my way to go help them. At the end of the day, they got out. They left.
The one thing
they were pissed at me.
Yeah, of course. And they'll literally never, even if you ever even glance at the police academy, they're never going to take you. But one thing that I've learned about you over the years is one slight sign of any inconvenience, you're out.
That's not true.
A woman didn't fold the towel the right way? Out! Can't do it. A man is choking on the side of the road? I think I'm going to go to... Didn't you just tell this story about how you were on a date?
That was a very...
And someone was choking and you excused yourself to go to the bathroom?
That was a very different situation. That was very different.
Enlighten us, please.
I don't have to get... I'm not going to go all the way back into detail, but yes, a couple of years... couple years back, I was on a date with a lovely young lady... And we were having dinner, and the guy at the table next to us started choking and, like, got out of his seat. And everybody was panicking, and I got really uncomfortable, and I excused myself and went to the bathroom. And because of
that... What a hero. Absolute hero.
And because of that, for whatever reason, it didn't work out between us, but I think it might have had something to do with her witnessing me running away from danger instead of towards it. And I'm like, listen, there's plenty of other people there that knew how to help this gentleman. I wasn't fit for the job.
If it's going to inconvenience Moose, he's not doing it. If anything, he's running in the opposite direction. So when it comes to the career that is a police officer, where their entire job is to run into the eye of danger, it's just not fitting for you, bro. There's no future for you when it comes to fighting crime, when it comes to detecting, nothing.
Unfortunately for me, I've missed the cutoff because of the age mark. I think it's 35.
Very ageist when it comes to that career.
However, yeah. I do have a couple of friends who are, you know, officers of the law who offered to give me a ride along, which I agreed to. And I was telling this story to a buddy yesterday.
Would you agree to, please?
I was telling this story, and they made a good point. They're like, is there any situation where you would actually ever be any kind of help to a cop? Because 90% of the time, you're just getting in the way. I was like, I didn't feel like I was getting in the way.
You're honestly just making things worse. They go to throw the spikes down for a stolen Kia. You're picking it up. You're like, guys, you left something here.
98 PXY traffic.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.